The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Oh, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Risa.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Well, time is flying here, I tell you what. And everybody's so excited about the holidays coming up. And do you feel a little excitement in the air, a little fast pace? It's like Black Friday, Cyber Monday, hurry, get going, let's get moving. And people are camping out the day before the store opens to get a deal. I can see you in line doing that. Right?
I don't do any of that anymore. I only did it once because I wanted the experience.
Yeah.
Didn't like it. So, and I really don't do too much of the holiday stuff anymore. I give gift cards. Let them buy what they want.
I could see you in a little Grinch outfit. Well, no, we got a lot of exciting stuff going on. We got the Mary Crowley Freedom Ball event December 7th out in the Dana Point Harbor area on the little island at 24707 Dana Drive, and that's going to be December 7th. We got to check that out. We're going to be there with bells on. We get to see the boats, Reef, with all the lights. I don't know if you've ever seen that before. But
I've seen the one in the marina in L.A. I've never seen the one at Dana Point, so
well,
I'm looking forward to it.
It's amazing. Just go to freedomballevents.com. You can check it all out. And text Easy Way to 55678 to check all the stuff that's going on out. And there's so much. It's really getting exciting. And we got a really interesting, you know, and we got our Easy Way Wall of Fame. Like you checked Kevin Sorbo's on there with his, you know, he's got the movie Let There Be Light. And Frank Shankiewicz is, you know, he's on there with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, the movie. The Wish Man coming out, Eugenia Cosmina. That's like a who's who wall on there. And Aretha Gray is on there.
Oh, my.
So, on one of the Facebook things, they've got, you know, you put up these little icon things. And they got one of you sitting there with Betty White toasting a big glass of wine. Do you remember doing that?
Oh, that's a meme that's gone around the internet ever since I did the show. It's was really quite a fun scene that Betty and I did together. But that
that's
takes us up
cool.
to Hot Topic Time.
Hot Topic Time. Drum roll.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's Hot Topic.
Well, my hot topic is Thanksgiving. We just finished with Thanksgiving Day. And, you know, we get so caught up with the turkey and the dressing and the sweet potatoes and yams and whatever. And a lot of times you just don't remember to be thankful. And I have to say, I looked on Facebook and I saw a lot of people being very thankful. And I've got a lot to be thankful for. I want to thank God for the wonderful life I've had. I've really had a wonderful life. And for my friends and my family and just, it's really a time for us to look back, reflect, and we may not have everything we want. We may not have achieved everything we've wanted, but we have so much to be thankful, especially here in America. So I just want to remind everybody, be thankful, and if you didn't have the Thanksgiving that you wanted, that's okay. it's really okay. Don't be sad. Don't be depressed. Just be thankful for whatever it is you have. Even the poorest person in America has something to be thankful for, if nothing else, that they weren't born in some country where they can't have services available to them or medical help or whatever. Be thankful. And tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. We've had Thanksgiving Day. We've had Black Friday. We've had Cyber Monday. Tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. So pick a charity and give to that charity. There's the Freedom Ball. If you can't make it to the Freedom Ball, you can still give to the charity that is supporting, trying to expose the human trafficking that even takes place here in America. Find a charity and give to it. It's amazing all the different charities that are available. And tomorrow's the day to do it. If it's only $10, you can give. There's a number you can call for the victims of the fire and just give $10. Whatever it is, just as a way of thanksgiving at this time of year. World Vision has a matching fund. They build wells for people in Africa where they have to walk 10 miles just to get water. You can give to World Vision tomorrow, and they will have matching funds. So those are just some of the charities you can give to. Give to your favorite charity on Giving Tuesday and be thankful. And, Jim, what's your hot topic?
And Wednesday is Worn Out Wednesday, I think people are going to be. Well, we got the Easy Way Tube Wreath. It's gaining popularity. It's just growing leaps and bounds here, you know, talking about it's kind of like a YouTube style. A lot of exposure, and you get a chance to get on TV, and it's really taken off. And let's jump into a couple of the things here. The Dow, after Black Friday, it rose a bit. Dow up 321. The market opens a bit higher. Bitcoin fights back but struggles to stay above 4,000. The cryptocurrency is still down 80% since its all-time close of 20,000 in 2017. White House issues dire warning. Now, this is coming from the White House. It's not rumors anymore about the impact of climate change it's having on our country and the world. 300 top scientists warning of the serious impact of the, you know, to the economy, the farming, and they say it's going to cost billions to our economy. Serious weather has definitely impacted the farming industry, Midwest, along the East Coast. And the higher temperatures are affecting a lot of the crops, too. But flooding and the high winds from the hurricanes and so on, it's affecting corn. Corn is real big. Without corn, there's a lot of problems. People not only eat corn, but, you know, corn feeds all the cattle and everything. And they had like a 60-70% loss there. So soybeans, big loss there. Now, these don't sound exciting, but this is big stuff. Midwest farmers have been hit hard, so we got to see what's happening with that climate change. UN Security Council having emergency meeting today over Russia attack, which just happened on the Ukrainian vessels. Russia ships just basically bumped right into them. They fired on them, and they took 25 of the Ukrainian sailors as prisoners. Russia is basically trying to block Ukraine trade. Countdown to potential government shutdown. That's kind of a term because they don't really shut it down, but they can cut back on a lot of the programs. At 3 p.m. Eastern time today is a space, you've heard about this in the news. Well, our spacecraft that's been flying for a long time, 6 months actually, to get to Mars, it's going to be landing soon. The landing capsule is going to be going 12,300 miles an hour, and it's got to land at the right angle, 12%. Okay, if it doesn't land at that right angle, it will skim right off the surface, or it'll crash and burn. There's been 44 attempts to land on Mars. 18 were successful. 23 have not been. Would you volunteer to go on a flight like that? I got a big no here. Guns N' Roses show cut short after Axl Rose falls seriously ill. And you've heard about the Mexican border issue going on. the border was actually closed. Large caravan of individuals from the areas down in South America. The border has been reopened, but you know, Trump's threatening to close it down again. The security struggle down there is pretty strong with the border, and the U.S. is actually hundreds of people have been going up, and some of them been getting over the fence. And so the U.S. have been shooting some tear gas to stop some of this. So they, you know, basically you got 100,000 crossings every day of people just doing business. But it's 1.7 billion in services go across, so it's not so easy just to shut down the border. Well, Guatemala is erupting volcano. Volcan de Fuego forces evacuations of 12,300 from the area, and there's still increased volcanic activity, so I don't know if I'd want to live around there. GM expected to cut 14,700 jobs. That's 15% of their workforce. They may close five of their big factories. The car manufacturers having a problem selling basic cars, but they have been selling the SUVs and the crossovers, and because there's a higher profit margin, a lot of the cars they're losing. Blizzard conditions impact the Midwest. You got 14,000 flights. Talking about, I don't know, is this the global warming thing or is this just weather? But O'Hare's been hit real hard. That's a major airport. And check conditions before you travel because a lot of closures. China faces serious economic issues.
Hi, I'm Eric Zulli, one of the top 10 social media influencers in the world. Are you looking to expand your brand, increase your reach, boost your business? Are you tired of not getting results? Well, check out Easy Way Promotions, powered by EasyWayNetwork.com. Call 877-399-2929 or text letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y to the number 55678. We'd be glad to welcome you to our Easy Way family.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to BoomerBoost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's BoomerBoost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
Yes, indeed. And, Aretha, we have a very, very interesting guest coming on today. And I wish I would have came across this gentleman a long time ago. many, many people need his advice. Dr. Gregory Brown, he's the founder of New Mind, New Body, coach, speaker, physician, board certified in psychiatry and forensic psychiatry and neurology, and associate professors of psychiatry and residency training director at the UNLV School of Medicine. And I could go on and on and on with the credentials of this gentleman, but Dr. Gregory Brown, are you on with us? Dr. Greg.
I am. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Dr. Greg, this is Aretha Gray, and Aretha, Dr. Gregory Brown.
Well, good morning
to you.
Well, good morning to you. I'm really excited to have a conversation with you. You've lost, is it 65 pounds?
I have, yes.
That's awesome. I want to hear all about it.
Well, you have something that's been, it's so interesting. You're taking this from so many angles. Weight is such an issue. And for just the baby boomer portion, only 13% of baby boomers reported having excellent health. And basically, smoking and drinking doesn't seem to be a problem, but they're overweight. And that's, there you go, heart problems and diabetes. And you approach this from a variety of angles, different than anybody else I've ever heard, because there's so many people with the weight loss. So tell us about what got you into this and the direction you're going, and to talk to us a little bit. But this is so interesting.
Well, you know, you're 100% on target, and that's the latest numbers are that about 70% of Americans are either overweight or obese, which is basically a body mass index of 25 or higher. And all of those problems that you just listed, like diabetes, high blood pressure, joint pain, are all going to be at least partially due to excess weight that we carry with us. So I got into this, number one, is because I was having a lot of clients who were having weight problems, and I actually had a weight problem myself, as Aretha just alluded to. And I fought with it for a lot of my adult life, and decided that I really needed to finally do something about it after hitting an all-time high. It just sort of, the scale shocked me, and I probably shocked the scales. But, well, you know, what I realized at a really core point was all of the diet books that you can go and buy in the store right now will tell you that when you've lost the weight, you have to turn this diet into a lifestyle, whatever that is. And
exactly.
They never tell you how to do that. So people
right.
lose the weight, they feel better, they do better for their class reunion or the family reunion or the holiday or whatever. And then the minute the diet's over, they go back, and everyone has this sort of fantasy, I call it, which is, I'll go back to eating what I used to eat. I just won't eat as much, and I'll keep the weight off. And that works for about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
The weight comes back. And then it comes back with a few more pounds than you lost. And that is the ultimate failure of the diet stuff that's out there right now, is that there's no strategy, no structure, no path for going from a short-term diet into a successful longer-term lifestyle.
This is serious stuff.
So what's your secret?
The secret is to start looking at the various components differently. And in psychiatry, we break things down into the biological, the psychological, the social, and the spiritual. And every problem can be broken down that way, and that's exactly what this general program does. So as an example, if you're going to take weight, the diet and the exercise are the biological piece. But the psychological piece are things like, what emotions lead me to eat? How might I be able to deal with the emotions otherwise? What benefits and service has my weight been for me over the course of these years? And what can I replace that with? You know, if weight is making you feel safe or feeling big and safe or important, then is there another way to feel safe or big or important besides carrying weight? We tend to also... You know, an example from the social area is What role do you play with your friends? I mean, they're all going to say it would be great if you lost weight and get healthy, but if you lose weight and get healthy and they don't, suddenly,
yeah.
you know, you're going to get rewarded by them for your weight loss with a piece of chocolate cake or something. Not because they're trying to sabotage you or trying to do something bad, but because they unconsciously don't feel comfortable with the changes you're making. So, and then spiritually, is looking at that piece, you know, do you have a spiritual perspective that, you know, the body is to be disliked or despised or it's unimportant because, you know, you're going to the pie in the sky in the by and by? Or is your body a vehicle for spiritual experience? And that if all of those areas, the spiritual, the social, the psychological, and the biological, are lined up in one direction and everything is in order and congruent, you're going to lose the weight and keep it off. But
you have,
if your diet is fighting with your psychology, it's not going to work.
Yeah, you're kind of it's like you're on an island and you have the real cure, because there's so many people that say, I've tried this, I've tried that diet, it just none of it works. But see, you come at it from different angles. It's not just eating certain foods or doing this, because so many people sit back and say, this just isn't working. I guess metabolism has something to do with it. But coming in from the psychological point of view and everything, my question is, how do people work so hard to lose, to go from 300 to 200 pounds, and they work so hard to lose that weight, and then they gain it back? I'm going like, put my head on my forehead, are you kidding? After all that sacrifice, and they gain it back when they know how hard it is.
I saw one gentleman who had gone and had his stomach removed, and he was coming in to see me to be approved to have it removed again. And you could say, how can you have your stomach removed twice? But the fact is, he had lost about 200 pounds, and then began eating a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, and he started stretching out the little bit that was left of his stomach and upper intestine, and he stretched it out into a new stomach and gained every pound back. And,
wow, unbelievable.
You know, it's just astounding. But, you know, the same thing happens when people win the lottery. Every study that looks at people who win, you know, a few million dollars in the big lotteries, within 2 years, how much money do they have left?
Zero.
They're broke.
They're back to where they were before. And it's
right.
Because they didn't change their consciousness. They were not. Their consciousness was not comfortable with having $2 million in the bank account, and so they spin it back down to where they were comfortable. Same thing is true with the guy who goes from 300 to 200. He did an amazingly difficult task, and he did it well, but he was not comfortable with who he was at 200 pounds. And he might have said he was, but there was a degree of lack of congruence or lack of alignment between his unconscious needs and his conscious stated desires. And until he gets that together and straight and aligned, he will always be battling back and forth between his conscious goal to weigh 200 and his unconscious need to weigh 300. Something
I have an analogy.
So how do you get those aligned? Because I'm at critical mass right now. I just had, and Jim doesn't even know this, I just had another two stents put into my heart. Now, I'm grateful that I didn't have to have open heart surgery, but I've got it, I'm not that overweight, but I'm still classified as obese.
You need Dr. Gregory Brown, Rita.
I do. How do you get, because you're right. I mean, I know my weight thing is aligned with the psychological thing, but at this point, my psychological thing is saying, you're going to have a stroke, and you've got to fix it.
No more twerking for Rita.
That's exactly the point where people wake up.
Exactly. I'm awake now.
There are a series of different pieces, but one of them is to begin to look at whether you are eating because you're hungry or because you're eating because you're having other kinds of emotions or feelings.
I have never experienced hunger. I'm an American.
Yeah.
So let's say that you just identify, I don't know, 10 times where you ate because you were feeling sad after an interaction with someone or feeling angry or whatever emotion you identify. Once you've taken the step to identify what that emotion is and you've become aware of it, then you can use some strategy to deal with that emotion other than eating. As long as it's automatic and you are unaware of it, you can't make those changes. But simple, if for something that simple, as one example, just becoming aware, oh, every time I get really angry at my boss, I go eat a piece of chocolate cake. That's too, you know, I realize that's a simplified version, but there are certain emotions for all of us that will trigger eating and other emotions won't. And so identifying the emotions that trigger eating gives us the chance to then say, what else could I do with that emotion? I think another element is to think that our weight, we always say we want to lose weight, and I think that's probably true. But there is an aspect of our weight which is a compromise for us. And that is why I always ask the question, what has your weight done for you? Because we can all list the reasons why we want it gone, but what has it done for you? Because until you know how it has served you, then you have no way to replace it with something else.
Mm.
And that takes some just contemplation, you know?
So when you said that people kind of go back, now, wouldn't they think, like, I was very unhappy at 300 pounds, and now finally down to 200, but then you say they kind of go back? Wouldn't they think, like, I wasn't happy at 300? Why would I want to go back there, right?
So this always becomes a very individualized story. So what I'll try to do, I'll give you sort of a type of example.
About your new book.
Oh, okay. An example might be someone who had been hurt as a child in whatever way. And so in their 3 or 4 year old mind, they see these big people around, being parents and other adults, and their little 3 year old mind says, if I'm really big, they can't hurt me. It's a simplistic response. Now, this is like a pattern that's just an automatic pattern in the unconscious mind until you make it conscious. But the answer is this guy doesn't feel comfortable at 200 because 1.5 billion times his unconscious mind has been through the pattern of, in order to be safe, you have to be big. And
okay,
so
he
loses 200 pounds. His heart's healthier, his blood pressure's better, his diabetes is better, he's feeling great, but he doesn't feel safe at that unconscious level. And so if he can enter into an internal dialogue or a self-reflection or talk to someone and say, oh, wow, this weight has been making me feel safe all of these years, I wonder if there's another way I could feel safe. Well, yeah, go take a karate class or something. Then you'll have a way of feeling safe without needing the weight. And so finding what are those puzzle pieces that make weight into the solution to a problem? Because that's what it is.
Yeah.
So how can people get in touch with you, find out more about New Mind, New Body? You have
a book,
a website. How can we find out these gems?
The easiest way is just to go to the website newmindnewbody.com. Easy to remember. And from there's some links to the Facebook group. If you're on Facebook already, the Facebook group is called New Mind, New Body, New You. And, I'm talking about this stuff, sharing it, giving handouts. There are all kinds of free handouts and gifts and stuff from that group.
I've seen that.
And just go click it, sign up for everything, and there's no charge to any of it. And I try to get on and do a little live presentation about some of this psychological stuff and food substitutions, what you can use that'll be good for your diet, instead of what you were craving that would have been bad for your diet. We go through all that stuff. So just join me.
Update us on the name of your book and so on. When is it coming out? And it's out.
So, well, the book, the first book is New Mind, New Body, The Inner Makeover for New You. That's what we've been talking about. There's a second book. It's called, I think it's New Mind, New Reality. But it is out, and it talks about the techniques of what are called timeline therapy, which is a really, really neat, easy, painless way to go back and look at past negative experiences in life. They can be minor ones or larger ones, and do some interesting things with your mind to separate out the pain or the displeasure from the experience itself, because you can learn something from the experience but not have to feel the misery of it. And that is the core and the genius of timeline therapy, and that's what that book talks about.
This is perfect timing for me. I'm definitely going to check it out because I've got to make a change. I really do. I really appreciate you coming on the show. Personally,
thank you.
Like I said, I'm going there. I'm on the website already. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Greg. Thank you, Dr. Greg,
so much
for coming on.
Today.
We could have you on for 5 hours and hear more stuff. But we got to have you back. There's too much good stuff here. This is amazing. But thank
you,
because
so
we know
much.
You're busy. Oh,
well, thank
great.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Is that interesting stuff or not, Rafe? What do you think? Wow.
Oh, it's good stuff. Like I said, it's right on time for me. And speaking of time, it's time for a commercial and then Carmelita's
Corner. There you go.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easyway Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, good morning, good morning. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Anyway, I've got a wonderful guest coming your way, and I'm expecting another one to pop in here. Her name is Dawn Reese, a very dear friend of many years, and she has become an acclaimed talk show and television host with Hollywood Connections. She's on 5 stations in Clearwater and Tampa, and she's also a member of Easyway TV, and she will be airing as well with her network. She's been picked up by VH2, Atlanta with 39 million homes, and she's connected with just about everything you can think of, Comcast, you name it. And, of course, our very own Easy Way Network. So she's calling in from Florida. Welcome, Dawn.
Hi, welcome, Carmelita, as well. Thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely. Yeah, we go way back, don't we?
Oh, my gosh. I remember sitting with you and Vonnie at the table, and there was another company that wanted me, and Vonnie goes, no, you're our reporter for the pre-Grammys.
Yeah, no, you've been our reporter for a long time, and Vonnie actually produced 23 pre-Grammy galas over the years. Jerry and I went to the very first two, and then the third one, she was asking me to help, and I wound up jumping in with all 4 feet. And so, you know, the rest is history, but we do have a lot to share. And at one time, you were actually the editor of James Brown's Truth magazine, and I know Bonnie was also part of that as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that adventure with magazine?
Oh, my gosh. Carmelita.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, I was a young broadcaster. I went to Rancho Santiago College in California. I was at Anna over there in Orange Area County. And it opened so many doors. I was a young reporter. Vonnie opened the door for the pre-Grammys, and then she said to me, hey, by the way, would you like to write for Mr. Brown's magazine? And I said, I would love to. Little did I know, my press credential pass that I had was like a billboard. It was so big.
Really?
Oh, and it was double the size of mine. It was so funny. But I was so proud to have that around my neck. It took me really 3 years to meet Mr. Brown. You know, even though he'd be performing there, or, you know, we had all the celebrities at the press room that she gave me, I went to a concert in, South Florida, and Mr. Bobbitt was there. And he was, of course, you know, the Jackson Michaels manager, and then he took over to be Mr. Brown's and then Al Sharpton's for a while. And he had passed on. But I remember Mr. Bobbitt looking at me. I was with Mr. Paul Murray, and he said, Mr. Brown finally wants to meet you. And he goes, get over here, kid. And he's like, wait, she reminds me of Vonnie when Vonnie was younger. So, and that was such an honor. And I'll tell you, the doors opened up. Even I'm sitting with, oh, my gosh, so many celebrities. You know, I can't even think of the names now. There's just so many. And one of them looked at me and goes, oh, you're in the Brown family. You come on over here. And it was amazing of how when Vonnie made a phone call and she said, if you haven't even met them yet, she opened the doors for me in Vegas to meet someone or anywhere. And now I'm kind of feeling the same thing with Eric Zulli, because he's like the whole world of really connecting people, you know. And I do have to say this too, and, you know, I'm on his Easy Way Tube, and all my shows I'm uploading. I got like 4,000 show clips. So I'm putting those up there so people can actually see what we do. And I think I'm going to put some pre-Grammy ones up there next today so they can see the older footage of me in the press room. I think I'll do that today, which is fabulous. And I highly recommend anybody that has footage or gets a show to get with Easy Way Network because it's phenomenal. You know, and Eric's already blessed me back, Carmelita, in tenfold already, hooking me up with the, you know, Boomer Boost and the people that I'm working with in Florida. It has just been astonishing to watch his, you know, I call him Charlie's Angels.
Well, he's like a rocket to me. I mean, I always compare him to a rising star rocket, you know. He just goes and goes and goes. But anyway, somehow we've gone full circle, and here we are connected. Neither Eric or I had any idea that we were connected to you, and here we are.
Well, you know, I remember because I have, you know, with my show, God has blessed me with something that is inside of me. You know, I used to run live beauty pageants, and I didn't want to do that anymore. And I came up with an idea to have beauty queen reporters or reporters. So what they do is now the audition, like you did. I gave you a title back in the days. And
yes, you did. You were the first one to get me involved in the pageant world. And actually, you brought the queens to Bonnie's few Grammy galas. And then I wound up with having them at my Rose Roddy Art shows for the Rose Breast Cancer Society. And, yeah, we've come full circle. Did you know that Bonnie was one of the first Mothers of the Year for the Rose Breast Cancer Society?
Oh, wow. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I think your queens were right around then. I'm not sure, but I think they were. But I remember having them, you know, welcome the people, and it was such an honor to have them there. They were so gorgeous.
Right. It was such a fabulous moment. I mean, the experience that I had was phenomenal with Bonnie and you. And I will never forget that because that was the beginning of my launch for my broadcasting days. It was just a memory maker. And that's how I came up with the Beauty Queen Reporters. And I have ladies, I just picked up Deanna Molay. I want her to sit down and do a really good documentary on you. And she was on Container Wars. She's in California. So I want to hook that up for you and her to sit down and chat. And now she's my Miss Latino reporter. So now what I've done is I've taken my – oh, my God. She is in our age-ish. Yeah. She's over – yeah, she's not very far from you. I think intestine.
Oh, wow.
But
yeah, well, listen.
I have them in
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I have them in California, Michigan. I have ladies, not just teens and preteens.
Mm-hmm.
I train them as well. And then I give them media IDs. It's a sash and crown. It's an investment they have to make to get, you know, where they want to go. And I wrap the shows around the kids. And that's what makes me so excited, Carmelita, as you can hear it in my voice. Just real quick, one girl that wanted to go see One Direction. She calls me up, and I said, she goes, can I go to the concert? I said, honey, when is it? She goes, tomorrow. I was like, not happening. I told her to take her camera, go down, and sit with her media. She met somebody, long story short. He was the opening act of One Direction, and after she interviewed him, he said, are you going to the concert? She goes, no, I can't afford it. There were 4 tickets for her. To see these kids, you know, go, oh, my God, jump up and down for joy and happiness. And to me, I feel like the fairy godmother.
You are, Dawn, you really are. And you know what? That's a great segue into somebody who's going to pop in, and she's online now. Shevin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Shevin. Do
we
have an audience applause for Shevin? You deserve one. You are just amazing. Dawn,
thank you.
I wanted Shevin to call in and give us a shout-out. She's got so much going on, and I've so much highly recommended that the two of you get together and see where the Lord takes you with that one. But she's got so much potential, and, you know, anybody who takes one look at her will see why. Not only does she look good, she performs, she sings, she dances. She's been on opening act for some of the most popular acts out there now, like Shevin Bieber and so many of the others, you know. So, Shevin, can you tell us about your latest venture? I understand that you've won a couple of awards. One I witnessed, you being a part of Arts for Peace Awards, and you won an Arts for Peace Awards, and you also have another award too with the Hollywood Media.
I was recently nominated for Best Pop Song at the Hollywood Music and Media Awards, and it was so nice seeing you over there at the Arts for Peace Awards. And I want to say hi, Dawn. It's good to see you again. I hope to be on your show soon again because I have new music coming out. My most recent song is called Feels Like a Dream, and I wrote it. It's kind of it's a little bit about a Matrix type of concept where it kind of has like a double meaning. You kind of just have to listen to it. It's self-explanatory, but it's super fun. It's clean. It's pop. It's kind of pop EDM. We've got a little guitar solo going on with one of the top 3 guitarists in Nashville. So I'm really proud of this song, and I'm really happy with how well it's been doing. So my next step is actually just to make the music video, which we should probably be doing sometime around the springtime. We're getting all of, you know, all the logistics together now for it. So, yeah, that's what's going on, and I really appreciate all the support, and it's always nice to see you, Carmelita, and nice to see you again, Dawn.
Oh, well, that's great. I think we've got something going on here, don't we, Dawn?
You know what? I had her on my show. Her music is phenomenal, and Godspeed ahead, you know, and he's the one that opens the doors. People think, you know, it's different connections, but it's really between God and timing and everything, and you're right there. And I will tell you one thing that, you know, I had 2 of my girls from Hawaii, and they called me up, and they wanted to audition for America's Got Talent. And America's Got Talent called me up on the show a couple times, and they walked into the front of the line. They got to audition. They got to do behind the scenes. That was amazing. And it is who you know and who knows you. I mean, you're doing the right thing. You're on the red carpets. You're performing with these opening major groups. And it's just a matter of timing. And, you know, with the networks and the people that we know, people are doing indie searches. They're doing shows. So there's more opportunities that are coming around the corner. And with your music, there's so many stations that you can get on as well. You know, I, just real quick, in Carmelita, I have a friend that is a state legislator for Louisiana. She owns 5 radio stations, you know, and so that's one avenue. You've got to get on as many stations as you can and promote your music. Because when I took an artist on tour named Little J from Hollywood Records and Disney, we found out how to make him number one in CD sales. And it was getting out there and getting him on the radio nonstop.
Awesome.
So just a little quick advice on that end, you know.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, and I've been working with Eric Dooley. He's actually managing me now, doing project management. And we love working together, and I know you guys work with him as well. So, I mean, the sky is the limit. We're definitely looking to promote the music more and more. I definitely haven't officially released it to iTunes or anything. I've kind of just been getting some credit for the song, you know, with the awards and everything. And so we're definitely kind of getting ready to launch out there. And when we do, I'm sure it'll be fun working with all you guys. So.
Okay, oh, we're watching you, Shevin. We're watching Eric, too.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and his network is growing leaps and bounds, you know. It's just really amazing. And then,
yeah.
Of course, he's got his dad. Oh, my God. His dad is just really so supportive and a personality to himself. And then he's got Aretha on. I mean, we're really rocking it.
Yeah,
so,
I think my family has been very supportive.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Yep. If you're not on board with EZ Way, you're not on board.
You're missing something.
You're missing the boat. And by the way, talking about boats and cruise ships, I have to shout this out, Carmelita.
You got a cruise ship thing going on with the Caribbean. Tell us all about it.
I do. It's exciting. If you go to www.cruiseshipcenters.com/Dawn, now of course my married name is Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D, what you need to do is sign up for our cruise giveaway for $5,000 with Expedia Cruise Ship Centers of South Tampa. But guess what? It's all over the United States. And I met the woman not even 4 weeks ago. I did an interview. She came in and won the $14,000 Disney cruise.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
You never know. And, you know, if you want to quote, and here's another thing I just posted on my Facebook wall. I'm putting a cruise together. I'm working with the promoters. And this is so exciting. You know, from all the 70 stars, you know, you've got Frank Brady. You've got, my gosh, Kathy Garver, Jerry Matthews, Butch Patrick, Judy Norton, Jimmy Walker, the Ultimate 70s, Ladies of Rock. There's a cruise we're putting together. Oh, and John Schneider of the Dukes of Hazzard and more. They're going to be on this cruise ship in November, and I can help you book that. And all you have to do is call me. Can I give my number?
Sure.
Okay, 727-871-7788. And they can make payments, you know, even, you know, any cruise that you want to go on, Carmelita. A woman wants to go to Disney with her child. All she does is put a deposit down and make payments per month, or she can pay it off after the deposit before a month before her cruise. So there are ways that you can go. And me and my husband are finally going on our cruise December 9th to the Eastern Caribbean, and we can't wait. We're going for 7 days to St. Martin, St. Thomas, and Coco Cay, the new island over there. So we're going to be doing a travel part show. Yeah.
I tell you, is there any way that Shevin or I can get on as entertainers?
You know, that's a good question. I actually have a couple of guys that I'm working with that even my partner with Expedia is hooking me up, because one of the guys used to be the entertainment director for one of the big cruise ships. The main secret is you're going to their website and you apply under entertainment. Now, some people can go for a while. Some people can go for a short bit. And that's another way to get exposure. And a lot of with Princess or Carnival or, you know, the other cruise ships. Now, I know the river cruising takes out of their ports, but there are opportunities, and we're working on that for people that want to get on cruise ships for entertainment as well. Yes, that's another route to go. And then, hey, you get to cruise and enjoy the ports, right?
Why not? I have a friend. I've sort of lost touch with him, but he was a DJ, and maybe he still is, but he actually was a producer on one of my songs, and he used to represent one of the, I think it was Warner Brothers, one of those major labels at the time, and he's worked with, you know, a lot of heavyweight stars, you know, I think Dolly Parton was one of them. And so he was just amazing. But, you know, by him being on the ships in a way, I have kind of lost touch with him. But he did all of my music work. You know, he used to book the people. for the labels, you know, like I mentioned,
wow.
Warner Brothers, he's working with Barry White and different people like that. And of course, guess who I met him through? Bonnie. Bonnie is the one who hooked that one up. You know, it's just like we always go back to the godmother, Bonnie. She's so amazing.
Well, you know,
and then, of course, you know, she represented the godfather, James Brown, you know, so it all goes together.
It
so
does.
Anyway,
you know what,
yeah.
Real quick, there's the International Christian Film Festival. I highly recommend for you both to submit yourself as best artist. And there are 150 film directors or more from all over the world. And if you go to Marty Jean or you inbox me, I can send you his website or just Google International Christian Film Festival that's coming up. There's another one coming up in Vegas. It's called the IndieWise Convention. This is huge. They have one for a music video festival as well. And this is an opportunity I'll be posting on my Facebook under Dawn Reese. And I'm on Eric Zuli's Easy Way Friends list, so you can find me there.
Mm-hmm.
This is phenomenal. And this is where you want to get into movies with scores as well, or you want to get into movies where they have a singer performing. You know, that's where there's more avenue, not just, you know, performing, you know, at an event. Just it's really getting out there and trying to get yourself in movies to perform. And that's where you have a chance to meet these film directors and say, I want to be in your movie. And that's how my reporters got in. How do I get in your movie? Oh, well, send me your stuff.
You never know where your door is going to open. And actually, a producer approached me when he saw me dancing and singing my Hindu Manipuri dance, and I wound up in a movie with Damien Chapa. And they built a set to go with my dance, because what they did was they turned the restaurant and made an ordinary place, and they made it look like it was an East Indian restaurant. And then they had me do my dance there in front of Damien Chapa, and they gave me a little speaking part. So now I'm in, what do you call that, IMB, whatever it is. I can't think of the name of it. Yeah, but listen, you know what, guys? We're having such a good time. I'm almost forgetting the time. I'm looking at the clock, and I think we better all get on our horses now and ride off in the sunset. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful party here on the air, and I want to thank you, Dawn and Shevin, for popping in, and I wish you all both all the best that you can be provided, and thanks again.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Bye. God bless.
Bye. God bless.
Amazing show. Amazing guest.
Absolutely. It's kind of like listening to girlfriends talk, but then you get all the good information.
Yeah, exactly. Shevin Roberts, what a talent. And I'll tell you, we meet so many people, and you just sometimes you don't even realize, because they're a publisher or a you know, whatever, they have a book coming out, and you find out they're a dancer or a singer or something. It's like, oh, okay. It's amazing. But
it is.
With that, I guess we move into
well, let's do a quick check time. I'll do it really quick.
You do it quick, we'll come back.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
Apple's iOS 12 is out. It is amazing. I got to tell you, it's got all kinds of new features, a bunch I haven't even tried out yet. But just real quickly, it's much faster, quicker response time. They've got all kinds of new features. One of them in FaceTime, you can have a group FaceTime for as many as 32 people at one time. They can join anytime. You can answer incoming calls in the middle of it. You don't even have to go through one of those conference call things. Now, if everyone has an iOS system, you can have as many as 32 people on the call. You can even hook up just through Messenger and do a group call. They've got a downtime feature so you can set it for specific times so your phone won't ring like at bedtime or when you're at dinner or when you just don't want to be disturbed. They've got a tap back thing for your messages. So instead of having, you know, a lot of times you want to acknowledge a message, but you don't have time to really do a message, you can hold it down and you can tap it and you can do a thumbs up or a heart, something so that you just acknowledge that you got the message. They've got all kinds of stuff. Translation is now on there. You can ask Siri for food knowledge. So you can get how many, we were talking about calories and eating before. You can get ingredients and all kinds of stuff. Siri remembers your passwords and can help you locate them now. There's just all kinds of things going on with the new iOS. Go on and Google new iOS 12, and you can find out all the new features. My favorite thing is, you know how you want to move the cursor on the phone, but you couldn't because they didn't have back and front buttons, or it just was very difficult to make it go where you wanted to go? If you hold down on the space bar, it turns it into a trackpad, and you can move that little eye thing all over the page and land it exactly where you want it. That's my absolute favorite new feature, and that's my tech time.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim.
Well, this has been one interesting show, Ruth, and I think I'm going to pass on my little gems, and we're just going to chat a little bit about some of the stuff going on, because now you're going to be at the Freedom Ball, right, Ruth? Yes,
That's the plan.
That's the plan. And we want you in shape, Ruth, so you got to start doing your jogging, and you got to call Dr. Gregory Brown and get on the wagon here, because we don't want Ruth going back to the hospital again. And we got our Easy Way Wall of Fame. That's just unbelievable. I mean, it's a who's who, and our Easy Way Tube is definitely growing. And you know, this technology putting together is kind of becoming the portal or the hub between radio, television, and online media. Because you know, the kids they're going home today. They're not sitting turning on the TV anymore. They're kind of going home and going online and their cell phones, and that's the new age today. And I'm wondering if everybody's
not
next.
Not just the kids. I'm not a kid. I do it too.
The adults too. Yeah, everybody. It's all online. I think we're going to start getting a curvature of the neck pretty soon here. With every time I see somebody walking down the street, they're looking down at their phone. You know. But no, we got we want to text Easy Way to 55678. Get points for radio and TV ads and earn free promotions. And bb.easywayhealth.com. Ruth, are you on the program? Maybe I shouldn't ask you. You got to get on the Boomer Boost thing, because you just take a drink, water, whatever, scoop a little bit in there. And I'll tell you, it's pretty cool. You feel the difference after a while. But like I said, it's not one of these like, oh, I get this rush. No, it's kind of a natural thing. It's a lot of ingredients. You know, we talked about this before. Do we get the right amount of vegetables? You know, we have people on with health and all that kind of stuff. You got to get some greens. You have to drink water, because you're going to be in big trouble if you don't.
And I've got to drink more water.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a big, bad thing. If you don't, especially when you're older. Insides are craving water, because we're mostly made of that. And if you don't have it, you're going to wind up in trouble, because I've been there. I walked in, a doctor said, hey, I got your report back. And I said, how's it look? And he looked at me, he said, how do you feel? And I said, well, fine, why? He said, well, you basically don't have much of a blood pressure, and you don't have any white blood cell count left. He says, it's on one. And I told him, well, one is all I need. One white blood cell, and I'm good to go, you know. But anyway, we're ready to rock and roll till what is next week, Monday morning, Radio Boomers Live, 10 o'clock with Reith and I. And I guess it's about time to sign off, huh, Reith?
Absolutely. So in the meantime, be thankful this week. Think of all the goodness that's happened in your life.
That's right. That's how I was going to end my report, with being positive, you know. Watch good stuff. But until then, Radio Boomers Live, be healthy, be happy, and keep the faith, and think positive. So for now, we'll be signing off.
See you next week.
See you next week.